In 2015, a young Philadelphia native named Phoenix Best went straight from the theater program at DeSales University to Broadway, where she became an understudy in the revival of the musical The Color Purple. Then she filled in for a vacationing actress in Broadway's Dear Evan Hansen. And now, for the first time, she's playing in Philadelphia as the character Eponine in the Broadway tour of the classic musical Les Miserables. For WHYY, Howard Shapiro talked with Phoenix Best earlier today.
Phoenix Best, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
You had a pretty fast track to Broadway.
I did.
Talk to me about DeSales University, which is up in
Center Valley.
Center Valley, just north of Quakertown.
Mm-hmm.
You were a theater major in music theater?
Yes, I was.
Were you one of the students who worked with the Shakespeare Festival?
I did. I worked for the Shakespeare Festival for 3 years as an intern.
We should say that the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival is housed at DeSales University, which has quite a vibrant theater department.
It does.
And what did you learn there that later on you were able to use right away because you got a job right away?
Yeah, I feel like I learned a lot about perseverance and, like, you know, that this industry is very challenging and that you have to work really hard in order to get the things that you want. And DeSales University had some really great shows, but there were some shows I just, like, couldn't be a part of. Some of the shows weren't as diverse, and they're starting to have more and more and more diversity as the years go on. But while I was there, there wasn't much diversity, and so I had to kind of challenge myself. And so I went to the dance department, started dancing, and then started doing that in some of the musicals. And so I feel like I learned a lot about myself as a performer, also from the classes. But even doing Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival, just watching professional actors work was so much. It was like just as great as the classroom. It was a classroom being backstage with them.
When you left DeSales, mm-hmm. you decided to go right to New York.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a little risky?
It was, but while I was still doing the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival the summer after my senior year, so I was at the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival until August of 2015, but while I was there, like a few weeks before it was over, there was an open call for Wicked on Broadway to understudy Elphaba, and I randomly went to it, and long story short, throughout a week and a half, I got called back 4 times, and I got down to the final two. And then I found out my last week at PSF that I didn't get it, and that was okay, but they were like, you need to move to New York. And so I finished PSF, and then 10 days after PSF was over, I was like, Mom, I need to move to New York. So I moved to New York and stayed in my friend's spare room. They let me stay with them. I stayed there with them for about a week and a half before I ended up getting my own apartment, finding a job. And in that interim, like the day I moved there, I ended up getting an email from the same casting agency as Wicked. And they were like, hey, we want you to come in for The Color Purple on Broadway as a swing. And I was like, okay, sure.
Can you explain to people what a swing is?
Yeah, a swing is someone who is in the building at all times for the show, and they know every ensemble track. Sometimes there are swings who also know principal tracks as well, but generally it's like all of the ensemble tracks. So I understudied 5 of the women in the ensemble.
Wow.
Yeah.
And after The Color Purple, you landed also an understudy role in Dear Evan Hansen. Mm-hmm. You don't pick small musicals.
No.
So this is your first principal position in a major Broadway musical.
Yes.
And you're back home.
Mm-hmm.
Is your family going to see it?
Yeah, my family has tickets throughout the next 2 weeks. Like, someone will definitely be there every night.
You gave your first performance at the Academy last night, I think, Tuesday night.
Yeah.
What did it feel like? Anything different?
The whole show felt different for me. I mean, I was nervous, I was excited, I was scared. There were so many emotions. I almost cried once, and I'm not a crier. But it was really cool to step foot on that stage and just look out. I remember in our sound check before the show, I stepped on the stage and I was like, wow. Because I know what it looks like from the other way, from being in the audience. I don't know what it looks like from being there. And it's like, everyone keeps being like, oh my gosh, your home theater is so beautiful. And I was like, yeah, it is.
Phoenix Best, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
Phoenix Best spoke with Howard Shapiro. The national tour of Les Miserables is at the Academy of Music.